Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, New York. Welcome, everybody. You know, there are millions of people in this country who work for agencies, and they're working toward a pension or whatever other types of benefits they get, you know, saving the, was it 401k or whatever they call it. And how many of those people will lose their money to a nursing home? You know, I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen in years to come. Somebody is up in age and all that, or even if they're younger and they get ill with a certain kind of ailment. The nursing homes will take their money, take their home, take their possessions, and, you know, think nothing of it. So the question is, why don't these agencies that people work for, why aren't they doing anything to protect people from that kind of thing? I mean, you know, they're giving people benefits. You know, they have insurance for all kinds of things. But I've never heard of insurance to make sure a person doesn't go into a nursing home. You see, because if you had insurance like that, the next step is get rid of the nursing homes. You don't need them. Now, most agencies, many agencies, are not allowed to advocate to get rid of the nursing homes or turn them into accessible housing. They're not allowed to do that under state regulations and all that. They're prohibited. But what they can do, and this is what Silo has done, and we appreciate it, they can make a donation to Inner Sight to help us, because we're not inhibited by the state. We don't get money from the state. They can't tell us what to do, as long as we don't do anything illegal. So every agency should be helping us to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And in that way, doing whatever they can to help the people who work for them. You know. And that's what we were going to talk about tonight. They may have to change their mission statement, or they may have to go to the board of directors or even to the state and say, hey, you know, we want to do something to get rid of nursing homes because all of our people are working toward a pension. And if they have to go to a nursing home, they're going to lose all that money. Inner Sight reminds you of that, and we'll come back and talk about it some more. The politicians should be very concerned about that. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down in southern New Jersey. Adopt an Akita. And once again, we remind the powers that be. School is going to be opening shortly now. How are you going to protect the children? How are you going to prevent people going into the school building who are carrying firearms. The only way I know is have a metal detector. Yeah, that's one way. And the other way, have a trained dog that will alert you that somebody could be carrying a concealed weapon. The officer won't see it, but the dog can sense it. So we urge the politicians, the schools, the principals, everybody to push for this idea. Intersight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who perished in Texas. That could have been prevented if our idea was in place. I submit that that gunman could have been discovered and arrested. Whatever had to be done would be done. I mean, the guy walked in to a building with a loaded rifle or whatever he had. Should have been permitted. And a good dog would have alerted the officer right away. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. All right. So check them out. And we thank Silo for their help, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You can find them by dialing 631-880-7929. And check out all the different programs they have going on. And, you know, take your choice as to what you want to be a part of. 631-880-7929, Silo. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp for helping Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate that, and all my friends over there. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And if you need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services for your animal, nobody starved on Long Island has a good thing going with that. You can call them. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled, and whether you have a service dog or a pet dog, it doesn't matter, and you have trouble getting to the location where the food is given out, call Gary and let him know. He works a regular job, but on his days off, he volunteers to get the food to people. So give him a call, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, our attorney for Inner Sight. 516-783-9662, the civil rights ADA lawyer, if you have any questions about that. And let's see, we'll try to get the Able News later, see if we can get our engineer in here. And maybe get the phones going. Talking tonight about how agencies should do a lot more to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, that should be a law. That should be a regulation. That the agency is allowed to do something like that. See, that's the problem. There's no law like that. So what is the government afraid of? I mean, obviously, they're afraid that too many people may discover how horrible these nursing homes are and want to get rid of them. I don't know of any other way that a person who works for an agency who's accumulating a pension, I don't know of any other way that they could lose that pension unless they did something criminal and they were convicted, maybe. But being in a nursing home, you don't have to be criminal or convicted. You're going to lose your pension and whatever else they can get from you. So, yes, the politicians should do something about that. You know, you hear every day how they're trying to protect people. They pass this law, that law. But you never hear how they're going to protect people from losing their resources upon going into a nursing home. And that's so important and should be addressed. And any agency who wants to do something about it and you're not allowed to, make a donation to InnerSight. We're trying to do something about it. We spoke to NBC today. They took our information, and they're going to try to find a producer who will try to work up a story on what we're trying to do. Because there are millions of people who are going to wind up in nursing homes. I mean, let's be realistic. You know, it's going to happen. And the government knows that. We don't need nursing homes. We need housing, and make it accessible housing so it covers everybody. And along with that, we need to pass a law in this country that every eligible apartment or house be made accessible so that a disabled person has the same chance of getting an apartment or renting a house, whatever, that everybody else has. See? That would help get rid of the nursing home situation too. You know, because people are wondering, well, where are you going to put all these people? Well, if every apartment was accessible by law, there's the answer. They have to change the way they've been doing things. You know, we have a big disabled and elderly and people getting older population in this country. People who have served this country by working and paying taxes. You know, there's more than one way to serve your country. You don't have to join the army and learn how to shoot a rifle. You pay taxes. You work. You raise a family who becomes tax-paying people, hopefully. So you're serving that way too. People deserve more protection. You know, Adult Protective Services sticks people in nursing homes. They don't make sure that those people are protected. They just stick them in there. and let them rot. Most people go downhill very quickly in nursing homes. I was talking to somebody before I went on the air, and he's an older guy, and he said, you know, if you want bed sores, go to a nursing home. It's so true. You know, agencies must protect their workers a lot more than they are. You know, they really should. And I bet you not a day goes by that somebody doesn't think to themselves, well, gee, I don't want to wind up in a nursing home. You know, I got some money that would be coming to me. You know. But if I have to use all that money to hire aides and all that, what am I going to do? You know, I could wind up in a nursing home. So the agencies should be raising money to keep people out of nursing homes. People should not have to pay for that. You know, we've been over our idea many, many times, the idea of producing a television show to keep people in their own homes, mandate the agencies for the disabled and elderly to raise money. And the Volunteers for Freedom idea, where the home health aides would volunteer time and a fund would be set up to reward them financially. Now, that way a person could get help and they wouldn't have to pay for it. You know, why should you have to throw away your pension when the nursing homes are there and they're taking in all that money? Free up that money. Use it for people. Use it to keep people in their own home. Well, that's what Inner Sight is about. And uh, 817 New York. I don't know where my engineer is, but you never know. Tomorrow night is our funnies. Don't forget. You want to have some crazy fun? Join us tomorrow night. We'll tell you about Jimmy Dinigan's sneakers and the crazy stuff that he pulled off in school. All right. That's tomorrow night. We'll have a little fun with Lauren Hardy and the old-time comics and whatever other crazy thing we can throw in there. So let's see. If you listen to Inner Sight, then you'll know how the week goes. Mad or Glad Monday at the show. When we're able to have an engineer, you call in, you talk about whatever you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night's open mic, pick your own subject. Every Tuesday night. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And how we are determined to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Wednesday night. All right, Thursday we pick different subjects, and Friday, of course, is the funnies. So that's the schedule. We're still on television on the reruns. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday nights. Give us a look on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Thursday, that was tonight, Altice. That's another name for Long Island Cable. 7:30 the show was on. It's probably still on now. 7:30 on Altice. On Long Island Cable. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, learn how to protect yourself, give Devin a call at the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. I'll give you that number again in a minute. It's very important to stay in shape. You know, do some exercise. Once a week is nice. And Devin's a good guy, and I want to thank him for inviting us to go fishing end of September out on a little boat ride. Thank you for that invitation. Again, Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Tell me you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. And we're going to see if we can get one of our callers on the line. Because I don't believe we're going to have an engineer. So we'll try to call out and see if we can get Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight. Maybe he got some good, interesting things to say. He always does. But keep in mind, you know, in all the protection that the government is voting on and all that, you hear it almost every day. There's nothing about taking away the nursing homes so that they're not a threat to people, so people don't lose what they've worked for. Now, if a person has to go into a nursing home, that means they're going to give up their pension, resources, their home. Now, all of that normally would go to their loved ones, wouldn't it? Well, you can't leave that to your loved ones if the nursing home takes it. You know? And then they can tie it up. They can put a lien on your home, on your pension or whatever. I'm surprised that the union in many of these places doesn't do something to protect that, to stop that. I think the union should do more to protect people's pensions and lobby for a law so that no one could take that pension. You know, be it a nursing home or any other place. I mean, even if you owe a bill, let's say, right? They can't take your whole pension. You got to make them a deal. You make a settlement. You can't do that in a nursing home. There's no law to do it, as far as I know. The only way to stop it is to get rid of the damn places. So politicians want to make a big hit with people. They want to get votes. Create a law that would get rid of nursing homes and keep people in their own home so that they can't take your hard-earned money that you worked for. All right, Intersight, stand by. We're going to try to call out and see if we can get Anthony on the line. Stand by. All right, we couldn't get an answer, but hopefully maybe he'd get the message. Get the message, and we will look for a signal on the line. Intersight, and yes, nobody wants nursing homes hanging over their head like a plague. I mean, it's got to be one of the most horrible things. And as we said last night, you know, the government protects people. It's supposed to protect people, but it doesn't protect you when you're being pushed into a nursing home. You're not protected with that. They let it happen. They make it happen with their criteria rules and all that. And that's precisely why, excuse me, that's precisely why these nursing homes are perpetuated or keep going on and on. Now, somebody told me, I got a call this morning, that there was a story on NBC and CBS on the news how these nursing homes are trying to get money from people who aren't even related to the residents. Bad enough they try to get money from you if you're related and the person passes away in the nursing home, and then they call you and they want you to pay the bill. That's bad enough. But how about people who aren't related, friends, trying to get them to, you know, probably giving them some bullcrap story. Oh, we have to help all these people and all that. So we called NBC and told them what we're trying to do. They took our information, and hopefully we'll hear back from them. They did call back to confirm that they're trying to find a producer who might be interested in doing a story, and, you know, as to what the solution is to these nursing homes. And we believe it's accessible housing. The money that's used for housing goes to all these agencies. And yet, millions of people don't have housing. So there's something wrong with that system. And how many people who work in the agencies for housing will wind up in a nursing home? See, the government knows that they have an endless list of people who can wind up in a nursing home. That's why they don't care if you get people out. Because there's so many people going in. You know, they gotta free up those beds, and you can damn well believe it that they will take a person who has more resources than a person who doesn't have resources. They'll give the person with the resources priority in a nursing home. Because they know that they can go after their home or whatever they've got. So that's another horrible thing that's happening here, because there's no protection under the law. Now they say that you can sue anybody for anything, right, in the court. But how can you sue to keep somebody out of a nursing home if you don't have the money and the resources and the aids to do it? I mean, you're not going to have a chance. You know, you got to go before a judge, present your case. You got to show that judge how that person is going to be safe in their own home. And 99% of the time, the judge is going to go along with the nursing home, who's up there advocating and telling them that the person would be better off and safer in the nursing home. So that's what you're up against. See? You've got to have, and the rules are that the state will only provide so much, so many hours for that person. And if the person needs two people to help them, that's a good reason to stick them in a nursing home. Which to me, it's an inner sight, is stupid, because if you had a fund for the Volunteers for Freedom, you could get two people to help that person and have the person have their regular aids. It could all be worked out. So everything that the state does is in connection with keeping these nursing homes going. Everything that they do, even to the point where they designate money to get people out. What good is getting somebody out if another person just goes in? And the facility is still there. It doesn't make any sense. It's like a contradiction. Because if they really wanted to help the person, they would make it so they could never go back to a nursing home. The government has turned the whole thing into a big business. It's a big industrial business that is set up to kill people, to allow people to die in a place where most people don't want to be. Absolutely horrendous. All right, we don't have the phones on, so if you want to comment on the show, dial the InterSight number, 631-224-3090. And you can leave a comment, or you can get a call back if you leave your number and put you on the air. And this is InterSight. talking tonight about how these agencies should be doing a lot more to get rid, to advocate that the nursing home should be turned into accessible housing. I mean, even private agencies should be doing that. You know, even the service dog schools. Why don't they do something about it? They service a lot of people who are nursing home material. They don't do anything to protect people from going into nursing homes. And in addition to that, when you're in a nursing home, you can't get a service dog. Not one agency for the blind, guide dog school for the blind, that I know of, will service and help a person get a service dog who's in a nursing home. And that's when you need the dog the most. So there you have that situation. And they're not doing a thing either to advocate that these nursing homes be turned into accessible housing. Well, all these agencies need to change their ways. Remember, their ways have been established 50, 60, 70 years ago. And they haven't updated. They're still the same. So it's time. It's time to make changes. It's time to update and to be creative. And that's what Inner Sight's about. And until we get the funds to really make it happen, the only power we have is the power of freedom of speech to keep it going and to let people know and to enlighten people and make them understand this is what you have to look forward to. I remember getting a call from a woman a while back. I don't know. I don't know what happened to her because she didn't follow through with me. But she was only 57 years old, stuck in a nursing home. Sent me an email. She said, "I got to get out of here. I don't belong here." I offered her help. I think Silo was helping her too. And I'm just hoping that she got out. How many people like that are in nursing homes? How many people under 60 are in nursing homes? You know, and don't belong there. In fact, nobody belongs there. The worst person, the worst kind of ailing and disabled person, if the resources are right, can be cared for in their own home. All right? You can even get a doctor to visit people in their own home if you have the resources. They got doctors that make house calls. You got to pay them. So the resources are there, but they're not being used in the right way, obviously. They're being directed toward the nursing home. That's the trouble. And how many people who work in these nursing homes could have a much better job taking care of people in their own home? I mean, just think about it. You wouldn't have to service 40, 50 people. And we all know that that's why people get neglected, because two hands can only do so much. How much better can you do, or would you do, if you were servicing one person in their own home? And you got rewarded for it, because there was something extra going on. And the person could say, hey, you know, I appreciate, or the family could say, we appreciate what you're doing. Here's an extra $100 or whatever it might be. That's how it should be, world. And the way it should be and the way it is two different things. But that's what Inner Sight is about. When I spoke to one of our donors, the vice president of Suffolk Bus Corp, you know what he said to me? He said, keep on telling the story. And this is the guy who used to be one of the county officials and the vice president. And that's good advice. And we've been doing that. And you know something? It's working. We're getting more and more listeners, more and more attention. And we're going to keep on telling the story. Next month we're planning a news conference, hoping that we can get enough people with us who will tell their story and let everybody know that it's not acceptable to have all this money spent on nursing homes and on top of that take money from people. You know why they take money from people in nursing homes? I'll tell you why. Because they don't want them to go home. They want them to stay there till they damn ass die. That's why they take their money and their apartment and everything else. That's the bottom line. They don't want them to go home. If you don't have your apartment and your money, how the hell are you going to go home? People have said they'd rather live on the street than be in a nursing home. Or live in a homeless shelter. That's how bad they are. One woman called me up. She went to a homeless shelter because they wanted to put her in a nursing home. She actually went to the shelter. Thousands of people probably do the same thing. They don't want any part of a nursing home. Horrible place. So all the agencies out there, follow the Inner Sight advice. Follow Pacific Bus Corp. Follow Silo. Follow people like Kennedy and some of our other sponsors. You can't do anything to get rid of the nursing home because you're restricted by the state. Give a donation to Inner Sight and we'll do it for you. And you might be able to even find a way where we could do it in your name. We'll advertise you. We will advertise you. And thank you. Because we're determined to get rid of these places. They're horrible. No phones tonight. Got the Inner Sight line if you want to comment, 631-224-1110. 3090, or you can send us an email, innersight@pmail.com. Let me repeat that. It's the initials of the company where we get the email. We get it by voice. Innersight, innersight.com, I should say. I'm sorry, innersight@pmpmail.com. That's P for Paul, M for Mary, P for Paul, mail, mail.com. And no attachments, please. Attachment to clog up the email. So, if you work for an agency, you know, tell your supervisor. Suggest to your boss. Talk to your fellow workers. Get some people together. Say, hey, why aren't we being protected from going into a nursing home? You know, see if the company will allow you to do something about it. You never know. You might hit on something. You might start something. Because even if you have a little, even if you have some money, you could still wind up in a nursing home. Happens all the time. Look what happened to this woman in Boston that we tried to help. Marlene. Her family put her in a nursing home, even though she had money. See, there's an example. She had the money to stay out. But they made her look so bad, and the nursing homes were there. Now, you see, if the nursing home wasn't there, they couldn't have done that to her. She'd have to be in her own home. Because those places are there, it's like a curse. A divination. That's a Bible word. Divination. You know, that's a word that pertains to evil. And the Bible warned against that. And that's how the Bible thinks of nursing homes. Because of the way people are treated. Nursing homes promote death. They promote death. That's what they're about. So stand up for yourself. Help us do it. You know, your company doesn't want to do anything about it. Get together with some of your friends. Help us raise some money. We'd like to put ads in publications and let people know what's going on. We'd like to do a lot more. We'd like to hire a public relations firm to send out stuff every day and maybe once a month a news story. This isn't being done by any agencies except us. We're the only ones. All the others are afraid. They can't do it. But your company has a right to advertise. Let them donate money to us, and we'll advertise them. They have a right to advertise. All companies advertise. Advertise on inner sight. And you'll be helping get rid of these nursing homes. Even if it's in a subtle way, who cares? Whatever way we can do it is what makes the difference. You know, you got to do it in a roundabout way or a creative way. So what? Who cares? As long as the word gets out there. Look for our ad in Able News. I want to thank Angela and Melanie for that. Tells you about our nursing home show every Wednesday night. Able is the paper on and about the disabled. Been around for 30 years. Got different columns with different experts. Calendar of events. Personal column. Stories where disabled have priority in Able News. So check them out. Go online. You get a free subscription. And our new ad on the nursing homes, which is more specific, will be coming out in September. And until then, you can probably find the ad online. They don't publish a paper in August. They start back in September. So thank you, Able News, and Angela, my good friend. Inner Sight, comment or want us to call you, 631-224-3090. Got a few minutes left. We urge every company, every agency, to find a way to do something to support our idea of turning nursing homes into accessible housing. New York, 853 Inner Sight. Find a way to do it. Well, there's a will, there's a way. And we appreciate that you would find a way to do that. And we're very happy to advertise your particular agency or company. And join with us. We need all the help we can get on this. It's an uphill fight, that's for sure. But you know what? It's worth it. It's going to be worth it. Because we believe there's a big change in the wind. I predict that within the next 5 years, nursing homes will be gone. 5 years. If I'm wrong, I can always get an extension. So get behind us. We need all good people to get behind us. All people who don't want to give up what they've worked for. All people who don't want their tax money wasted. People who don't want their loved ones suffering in nursing homes. No place like home. Home sweet home. You know, all the sayings of home. and coming up in a few months, Christmas, I'll be home for Christmas. You know how many people won't be because they can't be? Because they're stuck in some horrible smelling place? A nursing home? How many people have been neglected today alone? In the hundreds, maybe thousands of nursing homes all over this country. You don't hear about that. It's horrible. If I had my way, with the person's permission, I would have cameras in all those places and put it on the news how people are neglected. They claim they're trying to protect people by not revealing a lot of these things. Well, that's a bunch of bull. They're trying to protect themselves, not the residents. If they wanted to protect the residents, they wouldn't be taking their money or their home. See, all this stuff is crunched into a damn lie. You don't protect somebody by taking their money and their house and leaving them to wallow in their own waste. That doesn't protect somebody. They can't lie to us. We know the truth. And as Jesus said, the truth will set you free. He was so right. Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. Come on over and have some fun tomorrow night, some crazy fun, you know. I want to thank all our donors, our friends. I want to thank people in the nursing homes. I wish I could get you all out tomorrow and condemn those places, turn them into accessible housing. Help us do it, world. Inner Sight. Around the world. Thank you so much. I want to thank our buddy in Australia, Chris, for recognizing us. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.